start with an understanding about how financial advisors recognize and communicate their own value proposition.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Conversations with the Luminary podcast series hosted on Think Advisor. I'm your host, Scott Ferguson. In this podcast series, we'll get insights from members of the Luminary Class of 2022 as they speak to us about how they went above and beyond and what lessons they learned in reaching their achievements. And now let's join Brian Beekler, Head of Platform Experience at Atria Wealth Solutions, and moderator Roger Wallner, as they discuss executive leadership, the role technology plays in the financial industry, and how advisors and their clients can benefit from investments in new platforms and services.
We're here today with Brian Beekler, Head of Platform Experience for Atria Wealth Solutions. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Okay, Brian personally and Atria Wealth Solutions as a firm were both recognized as members of the Think Advisor Luminaries Class of 2022 in the category of executive leadership. Brian, both you and Atria Wealth were recognized for executive leadership as part of the Think Advisor Luminaries Class of 2022. What does this recognition mean for you as a firm as well as you as an individual?
It means quite a bit. As an individual, the recognition makes me feel very grateful for the journey that we've been on in building out such an amazing platform. When you start this journey, you know, you're making very strategic bets, both in time and money, when it comes to the type of work that needs to be done over a multi-year period that ultimately will culminate into the adoption of the technology by financial professionals to achieve, right, growth in their business, stronger relationships with their clients, or greater insights about where to focus their attention next. So the recognition is a confirmation for me that this journey was the right one and we've achieved the outcome that we hope to. When it comes to the company, I think it creates an opportunity for us to promote this amazing platform that has been such a privilege of mine to be a part of. The technology itself, the people, the services that we've assembled really are differentiating. And the opportunity to share that with this audience is one that I'm very excited to be able to do.
Thanks, Brian. Can you describe the effort and the work that was recognized by the Luminaries panel, especially around your end-to-end platform for independent financial advisors? You know, how did these start? What were some of the challenges of creating and executing this platform? And most importantly, what are some ways or what were some keys to the success of this program?
Sure. You know, you start with a belief about where the industry is headed. And when we started Atria and when we started the development of the platform, the premise was that client expectations were shifting. They were growing accustomed to the Apple, Amazon, Google type experiences when it came to consuming services, not just from wealth management companies, but across the board. To be more specific, right, the belief that mobile apps and desktop apps that were beautifully rendered on a page, very simple on the surface, but sophisticated underneath. That was a key element that drove the expectation around service. There's also views about the ownership of data and how to use data to its full potential, how to create hub and spoke type architectures to bring in partners who also share the same cultural values of where digital investment should be and how to integrate them seamlessly into a larger ecosystem. These were big drivers at the start. I would say ultimately, though, it's this belief that, you know, in order for us to be successful as a, you know, as a wealth management firm, we needed to meet clients where they wanted to be met by getting ahead of these expectations, by building a technology platform that really shined when it comes to providing the value that they wanted to see. There were challenges, as you can imagine, right out of the gate. Challenges always are related to technical challenges of what software, which programming languages that you choose. There are challenges with, you know, working within organizations to try and affect change. There's challenges even with financial professionals and clients who, while they want change, they don't know necessarily how to fully adopt that into their business. So there's this element of how do you build a really amazing technology solution but surround it within a wrapper of training and service and communications and practice management in order for it to be fully adopted by your target audience. So those were challenges that we worked on and overcame. I would say the keys to the success, frankly, are really smart, capable professionals committed in order to build something that lasts and that really takes the market by storm. I would say it's also this element of partnership with our end users. If many of the financial professionals that are using the platform have their fingerprints all over the final product. They joined us in beta, in pilot sessions. They had their voices heard on tailoring the software to meet their needs. That was a big, big element to the success and where we landed with Unio and Clear One today.
Thanks, Brian. You know, a follow-up question to that, you know, certainly the industry and the financial advisory industry and technology have taken, you know, have gone through some major changes the last couple of years with the pandemic. How has this factored into your growth and development and the things you've been trying to do?
Yeah, I think the pandemic accelerated the digital expectations that I mentioned a moment ago. We knew prior to the pandemic that those elements of user experience, data ownership, hub and spoke architecture were here and were going to be part of the future. What the pandemic did was made it so that they were required and required now in order for organizations to be successful. An interesting example that I saw was if you look across the full suite of capabilities of Unio and Clear One, two areas really jumped up exponentially according to their general use. The first was business texting, and the second was e-signature through a DocuSign type solution. But the need to be able to text clients in a compliant manner and have that text experience tie into CRM and analytics and other capabilities, coupled with the ability to have documents signed remotely, really became an important part of how we succeeded in the pandemic. And now post-pandemic, it's very interesting to see how those capabilities remain as part of the expectation with clients who want to utilize it simply because of the ease of connection with their financial professional.
Thanks, Brian. Another question. Atria was founded in 2017 and went from zero assets to overseeing about $100 billion. What role does your technology play in that growth? And how did you demonstrate that to your clients and customers?
The technology is the center, right, of the experience that we provide for those customers. We oftentimes call it the marketplace where all of the interaction and the activity is happening across the board. Financial professionals are going there to make decisions about investments for their clients. They're going to the technology to become more educated about products or services or capabilities. They're utilizing it in order to have connection moments through texting and Clear One and video conferencing and other capabilities to build those longstanding relationships. So the technology is the marketplace. It's the crown jewel, right, of the things that we've built in the organization and will continue to be a central focal point for us as we go in the years to come as we continue to see such high volume and high activity of usage. The way we demonstrate that to clients is we do it through several mediums. We do it through things like simple video summaries, vignettes, I'll call them, illustrating key capabilities and functions that everyone should be aware of. For example, if we've got something that's opening up new accounts extremely quickly, we want to create a little vignette, put it on the front page of Unio, play it for all the users, they get informed, and then they get on with their day. We also demonstrate it through conferences and training sessions, both in person and remote, in order to really delve into the capabilities so that our customers and clients can see the value and utilize it to its full potential. We really live in an interesting day and age where all financial professionals are thinking about how to use technology. They just don't know necessarily in all cases how they can use it to its full potential for their practice. So we dedicate resources when it comes to professionals and courses in order to showcase that potential, the best practices that they could adopt because we illustrate how others are having success as well.
Thanks, Brian. Another question for you. The company focuses on two channels. One is an independent channel and the other is the financial institution channel. What pain points are you trying to address with these clients in each channel? And how does this fit into, you know, your executive leadership style, both for you and the firm?
It's a great question. The channels are unique and they have unique needs, but they do fundamentally run on an underpinning of excellent service and truly, you know, meaningful technology. When I think of the financial institution channel, I think of how great it is to work with credit unions and banks that have built strong relationships with their members and clients respectively. And that relationship and that culture is something that really benefits us when it comes to introducing new technology, because they had a relationship of trust that's established and a willingness to embrace and engage. What's great about those organizations as well is the ability to connect and share data. So one of the strengths of Unio is its ability to consume data from large data warehouses and systems that these credit unions and banks have, and then for us to return that data to them so that they can do additional analytics. A very common example of that would be a campaign when a market CD matures, right? The ability for us to receive those leads into Unio, have a financial professional work them, determine the likelihood of them becoming an investment services client, and then sharing that information back to the credit union or the bank, that's a huge, powerful opportunity to build long-lasting relationships where everyone mutually benefits from providing the right products and services to their clients. In the sense of an independent channel, you've got this great opportunity to work with financial professionals who are leaders in their communities that have built great businesses solving very specific needs for their clientele. And the opportunity to tailor the technology to meet their needs and their styles is something that I frankly really enjoy. They've got great opinions. They've got ideas about what they've done over the course of their career in order to build those relationships. And they want to extend it into the technology in order to continue to do that more in a digital and a modern presence. So for example, I was talking to a financial professional the other day. He had many of his clients that he'd had for 20, 30 plus years going to the point where they were moving out of state, right? And he was trying to think through, how do we create a really meaningful video conferencing style on Unio coupled with texting in order for us to have the same level of connectivity when they were living local in the community with the financial professional? It's those types of challenges and opportunities that I find so interesting to extend to the independent channel so that their business model works extremely well in a digital type environment to have the long-lasting relationships continue to flourish.
No, thanks, Brian. You raise a good point about, you know, the independent channel where a lot of clients are moving out of state. Maybe they're retiring to a warmer climate or what have you. Do these advisors find that their ultimate clients are receptive to these technology changes and upgrades?
I think they do. You know, initially you look at this and you think of the stereotypes. The stereotypes, frankly, don't hold true when it comes to technology in 2022. We see all sorts of users being end clients of financial professionals embracing the ClearOne client portal, right? Utilizing that to come in, see their financial professional's brand and information, access their positions, transactions, and documents securely, right? It's a great experience. And everyone, frankly, seems to be very comfortable with that type of a dynamic, right, at this point. I'd say texting has also become a universal. It's remarkable how many people are comfortable texting, right? It's easily one of the largest digital mediums of communications in the world. And so texting in a compliant manner in order to draw attention to a need or to, you know, confirm a meeting or even do something like, you know, express that we're here if they want to discuss the market volatility. These are really great examples of a connection style that everyone can feel comfortable embracing. And so I think there's a huge element now with technology that people are comfortable with it. They want to access it. They definitely want to access it still at their own pace and their own level. But there's definitely a strong desire to have that type of engagement between an end client and a financial professional.
Thank you, Brian. One more question, Brian. What are some best practices you can share with advisors who want to serve their clients better by using technology?
The best practices that I see most often with advisors who want to serve their clients better by using technology start with an understanding about how financial advisors recognize and communicate their own value proposition. The best financial advisors have a value prop. They refined it over the years of their career. It's really thoughtful and it's meaningful and it generates an experience with their clients that frankly has proven to be very successful over time. When they think about that value prop, they think about, I want to use technology to extend the value proposition in order for me to scale, right? I want to have others know of my value prop that I can't get to on a day-to-day basis in face-to-face meetings. And so we start having conversations around utilizing client portals and technology with when it comes to human connectivity, like texting, video conferencing, reporting, right? How can I express my personalized views in those mediums in order for me to serve my clients better. It's not establishing the value prop, it's extending the value prop by utilizing technology. And I think, frankly, that's a key theme, right? This value proposition coupled with technology is one of the big bets that Atria is making about the future of wealth management. We think a successful financial professional sitting at the center of all these great tools is what's going to be the differentiator in gathering market share, particularly as we see this wealth transition that's happening right now in our industry. So if you can think about your value prop, if you can understand how to extend that into technology and work with us on the best practices in doing so, that's going to lead to the ultimate success in helping your clients and your future prospects adopt it fully.
Thank you, Brian. Brian, is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation?
I think that, you know, we're thrilled to be able to continue to this journey with our platform. We see the investment in technology as never being complete. There's always great new opportunities for us to extend it, to build it, to help people adopt it to its full capacity. I would say, and you know, my closing thought is it's, you know, really about generating an experience, which is why we call the department the platform experience, but an experience that is differentiating in the marketplace. How do you couple just amazing technology coupled with exceptional service, surrounding that with wonderful people that are active and committed to creating that and differentiating in a differentiated value? That is really what we see is the driver of the success.
Thank you, Brian. We've been here with Brian Beekler, who is the head of platform experience of Atria Wealth Solutions. Both Brian personally and Atria Wealth Solutions as a firm were recognized as members of the Think Advisor Luminaries Class of 2022 in the category of executive leadership. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
That concludes this episode brought to you by Atria Wealth Solutions and hosted on Think Advisor. For more conversations with innovators in the financial space and insights into the financial advisor industry, go to thinkadvisor.com. This has been Scott Ferguson. Thanks for listening.